Acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity. Ya Rab.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'ud billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami, and these are the headlines.
Dawat Islami ko jaante ho kya hai, Faizane Madina hai, Faizane Madina hai.
Amir al-Sunnat urges the sick people to be patient, offers dua for quick recovery. A meeting is held via video link for the representatives of New Society's department, Faisalabad region. Head of Shura Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari provides guidance regarding the department. Rukne Shura Haji Afur Attari meets with the owner of a private transport company. Pays condolences to Azam Khan Niazi upon the death of his mother. Offers dua for forgiveness. The representatives of a Scholars Coordination Department meet with Mufti Munibur Rahman. A discussion is held on various issues with Mufti Jan Muhammad Naimi and Allama Mufti Nazir Jan Naimi. The representatives offer Fatiha at the shrines of Mufti Muhammad Abdullah and Mufti Ghulam Muhammad Naimi. Trees are planted under Dawat Islami's FGRU department in Chittagong, Bangladesh. The representatives meet with Islamic scholars in Malindi, Kenya, Africa. Present an introduction to Dawat Islami.
And now let's include a prayer message of Amir al-Sunnat, in which he offered dua for the quick recovery of various people going through difficulties and hardships due to illnesses. He also presented Madani pearls.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Ilahil Alameen, yeh bimari, yeh dukh, yeh pareshani, inke liye gunahon ka kaffara, tarakki darajat ka baais, jannatul firdaus mein behisab dakhil hai, aur jannatul firdaus mein tere pyare habib, aakhiri nabi, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam ka pados paane ka zariya ban jaye. Inhe dar dar ki thokron, aspatalon ke pheron, ڈاکٹروں کے دھکوں اور دواؤں کے خرچوں سے نجات عطا فرما.
اللہم آمین.
مولا کریم ان پر رحمت کی خاص نظر فرما.
آمین. بجاہ خاتم النبیین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. لا باس طہور انشاءاللہ. لا باس طہور انشاءاللہ. لا باس طہور انشاءاللہ. ایک بہت پیارا روحانی علاج پیش کرتا ہوں. مکتبۃ المدینہ کے مدنی پنجسورے پیج نمبر 247 پر کچھ سارے لکھا ہے. یا سلامو 111 بار پڑھ کر بیمار پر دم کرنے سے انشاءاللہ الکریم اس سے شفا حاصل ہوگی. شفا حاصل ہونے تک وظیفہ جاری رکھنا ہے. گھر کے تمام افراد کی خدمتوں میں عرض ہے، نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہیے، مدنی چینل دیکھتے رہیے. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد.
Let's give you Madani news from the Global Madani Markaz, Faizan-e-Madina in Karachi, where the head of Markazi Majlis-e Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, conducted a meeting via video link with New Society's Department, Faizabad Region. In which Rukne Markazi Majlis-e Shura of Dawat Islami, Haji Muhammad Ali Attari, the representatives of Multan region, one window representatives, regional members and sector representatives participated.
Allah karam aisa kare tujhe pe jahan mein, ae daawat-e-salami tere dhoom mache ho.
Rukneshwar Haji Afur Attari, along with other representatives, met with the private transport company owner Azam Khan Niazi in Lahore and paid condolences upon the death of his mother. Take a look.
Rukneshwar and head of Lahore region Haji Afur Attari, along with other representatives, visited the house of the owner of a private transport company Azam Khan Niazi. On this occasion, people related with various departments participated. Rukneshwar paid condolences upon the death of his mother and offered dua for his mother's forgiveness. Rukneshwar motivated them to build masjid and madrasa to donate virtues to the deceased and to take part in the religious activities of Dawat Islami wholeheartedly. Rukneshwar invited the personalities to visit the Madani Markaz Faizan-e Madina of Dawat Islami in Jaur town. In the end, Rukneshwar presented monthly Faizan-e Madina and other booklets to the participants.
At Ghati Road in Hyderabad, Sindh, an istima was held under Dawat Islami on the orders of Sayyid Afsar Ali Shah, during which Rukneshwar Haji Muhammad Ayaz Attari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan and motivated the participants to take practical part in the religious activities of Dawat Islami.
Oh, course of a great saint, Hazrat Sayyid Afsar Ali Shah was observed at Ghati Road in Hyderabad, Sindh. On this occasion, an istima was held under Dawat Islami at Makkah Masjid adjacent to the shrine, in which various personalities, local devotees, Rasul, and other Islamic brothers participated. Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami and head of Hyderabad region, Haji Muhammad Ayaz Attari, delivered a sunnah inspired bayan.
Allah ne aapko mujhe ne'mat di hai, Allah ki ne'maton ka shukr ada karte hain. अरे हम कैसे ना शुक्र लोग हैं, इतनी सारी नेमतें अल्लाह ने दी है और कभी कारोबार नहीं चलता, कभी धंधा नहीं होता, दुकानदारी नहीं होती। अल्लाह क्या हो गया, आजकल कोई घाटी नहीं आया मेरी दुकान पर, क्या हो गया, मेरी तो सैलरी नहीं बढ़ रही है। और भाई ये तो देखिए अल्लाह ताला ने कितनी सारी नेमतें दी, उस नेमतों का शुक्र अदा कर रहे।
Rukne Shura informed the personalities about the personality of Hazrat Sayyid Afsar Ali Shah.
ये वो मदरसा, ये वो जगह है जहाँ मानन बाबा भी आते थे पढ़ाने के लिए, आप भी पढ़ाते थे और आप दोनों मिलकर दोस्त किया करते थे। कितनी बड़ी माशाल्लाह हस्तियों का यहाँ पर गुजर रहा है और कितनी बड़ी बड़ी हस्तियाँ। और बाज़ औक़ात क्या होता है कि बंदे को जब दुनिया से चले जाते हैं ना, तब जाके कदर मालूम होती है। यार इतनी बड़ी हस्ती थी, हमें तो पता ही नहीं था, इतना बड़ा मकाम था, हमें तो पता ही नहीं था इनका। और हमारे महल्ले में, हमारे इलाके में, हमारे आपके कई लोगों का बचपन यहाँ गुजरा होगा, कई लोगों लोग इनके साथ बैठते होंगे, उठते होंगे, खाना पीना ये सब चला होगा। आप देखेंगे जाने के बाद जो ना बंदे की कदर होगी।
Indian Rukne Shura Haji Muhammad Ayaz Attari motivated the participants to participate in the religious activities of Dawat Islami.
Dear viewers of Madin Channel, the third istima under Dawat Islami for Aimma Kiram was held at the Madin Markaz Fazani Madina in Hyderabad, during which Mufti Muhammad Naveed Attari delivered a sunnah inspired bayan. Aimma Kiram and other Islamic brothers attended the istima. Let's learn more in this Madani news.
Sunnah inspired istima was held at the Madani Markaz Fazani Madina of Dawat Islami in Afandi town, Hyderabad, for Aimma Kiram of Dawat Islami, in which imams from various cities, khutaba and muazzins as well as Islamic brothers participated. On this occasion, Kabina head of Hyderabad and other representatives were also present. Mufti Muhammad Naveed Attari delivered a sunnah inspired bayan during the istima. Mufti Muhammad Naveed Attari answered the questions asked by the devotees or Rasul. At the end of the istima, the participants expressed their views with Madani news.
Mufti Sahab ne हमारी अकायद के हवाले से और मनसब इमामत के तकाजे उनके हवाले से बड़ी अच्छी रहनुमाई फरमाई।
ये जहन बना कि बिल्कुल हम में से हर एक को इमामत के हवाले से पूरी जानकारी होनी चाहिए, मसाइल की आगाही होनी चाहिए।
अपॉन द इनविटेशन ऑफ शोबिज़ कोऑर्डिनेशन डिपार्टमेंट, शोबिज़ रिलेटेड पीपल विजिटेड द ग्लोबल मदीना मरकज़ फ़ज़ानी मदीना इन कराची, वेयर द डिपार्टमेंट हेड एंड अदर रिप्रेजेंटेटिव्स गेव देम अ टूर ऑफ वेरियस डिपार्टमेंट्स। दे आल्सो मेट विद रुकने शुरा हाजी मोहम्मद अमीन अत्तारी। They were motivated to attend the courses held under Dawat Islami and serve the religion.
People related with social media visited the Global Madri Markaz Fazani Madina of Dawat Islami upon the invitation by Showbiz Coordination Department, where department head and public relation officer showed them Fazan Online Academy as well as other departments and informed them about the religious activities carried out there. After the visit, Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami Haji Muhammad Amin Attari met with the Islamic Brothers and informed them about the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami. Rukne Shura motivated the participants to enroll in various courses carried out under Dawat Islami. In the end, Rukne Shura offered dua. Moreover, the participants appreciated the efforts of Dawat Islami and expressed their views to Madani News.
Aaj pehli martaba aakar ba khuda ye andaaza hua ke mashallah kis khoobsurti ke sath, kitna achhai ke sath, aur Allah taala isme aur rehmat aur barkat ata farmaye ke jis tarike se aap is pure setup ko leke chal rahe hain.
Main aaj tak mujhe is cheez ka andaaza nahi tha ke aap log itne bade paimane par Islam ki daawat mein itna bada kirdaar ada kar rahe hain. तो मैं इससे बहुत मुतासर हुआ हूँ.
बहुत अच्छा लगा आप लोगों का काम देखा, मुझे बड़ी खुशी हुई. और आप इस तरह से दीन इस्लाम को पूरी दुनिया में फैला रहे हैं और इतना सुकून मिला यहाँ के मस्जिद में नमाज़ अदा की.
काफ़ी सारे शोबे मैंने यहाँ पर देखे तो मुझे बहुत अच्छा लगा कि अमीर अहले सुन्नत बहुत ज़्यादा काम कर रहे हैं, पूरी दुनिया में काम कर रहे हैं.
बहुत अच्छा काम कर रही है दावत इस्लामी. और जिन जिन शोबों के अंदर मैं गया हूँ, जो कुछ में मैं ना जा सका हूँ, लेकिन जो जो मैंने विज़िट किए हैं माशाल्लाह बहुत आगे हैं.
बहुत अच्छा लगा, यहाँ नमाज़ी पढ़ी हमने.
A delegation of Dawat Islami's Scholars Coordination Department met with the administrator Allama Maulana Mufti Jan Muhammad Naimi and Mufti Nazir Jan Naimi at Darul Uloom Mujaddidiyya Naimiyya Malir in Karachi. Besides this, they offered Fatiha at the grace of Mufti Muhammad Abdullah and Mufti Ghulam Muhammad Naimi. Moreover, the delegation of Scholars Coordination Department also met with Allama Maulana Mufti Munibur Rahman at Darul Uloom Naimiyya Federal Bay Area.
The delegation of Scholars Coordination Department visited Darul Uloom Naimiya at Federal Bee Area and met with former chairman of Moon Sighting Committee, Pakistan, Hazrat Allama Maulana Mufti Munibur Rahman, and a discussion was held on various religious matters. The delegation presented books published by Maktabatul Madina, Beirut. Thereafter, a delegation of Scholars Coordination Department of Dawat Islami visited Darul Uloom Mujaddidiyya Naimiyya at Malir, Karachi, and met with Head Administrator Allama Mufti Jan Muhammad Naimi and Allama Mufti Nazir Jan Naimi, and presented an introduction of various departments of Dawat Islami, and a discussion was held on various religious activities. Thereafter, the delegation also visited the shrines of Mufti Muhammad Abdullah Naimi and Mufti Ghulam Muhammad Naimi and offered Fatiha.
انشاءاللہ دو جہاں میں اپنا بیڑا پار ہے.
The representative on Pakistan level presented books published by Maktabatul Madina, Beirut. Both the personalities also expressed their views to Madani News.
اہل سنت کے لیے پورے عالم اسلام کے لیے یہ فخر کی بات ہے اور اعزاز کی بات ہے. یقیناً امیر اہل سنت کی جو خدمات ہیں اور ان کا جو اخلاص ہے آج پوری دنیا میں جو پھیل رہا ہے اور تیزی سے اور انشاءاللہ مزید پھیلے گا اور ان کے ساتھ جو پوری ٹیم ہے ہمارے دعوت اسلام کی وہ بھی خراج تحسین کے مستحق ہے.
دعوت اسلامی الحمدللہ اکابرین اہل سنت نے جس اخلاص کے ساتھ اس کی بنیاد رکھی اور امیر اہل سنت حضرت مولانا محمد الیاس قادری اللہ رب العالمین ان کا سایہ اہل سنت پر ہمیشہ تا دیر قائم و دائم رکھے مجھے بڑی خوشی ہوئی الحمدللہ. اب انشاءاللہ 3 اکتوبر کو تقریباً 1040 فضلاء جن کی دستار فضیلت ہوگی یہ بھی دعوت اسلامی کا دنیا اسلام کے لیے مسلمانوں کے لیے ایک اہم کارنامہ ہے.
As the world makes progress, the means of attaining religious knowledge are also becoming innovative. There was a time when books were read to get knowledge or someone's company was adopted. But now the modern times have astonishingly increased the means of acquiring knowledge. In order to learn and impart religious knowledge, Madani Channel's program Zauk-e-Naat Season 9 started on 1st Safar 1443, went through various stages and came to an end. Last night, its grand final was held at the sprawling yard of the Global Madani Markaz Fazan-e-Madina.
The religious movement for the propagation of religion in all corners of the world is working day and night to kindle the light of knowledge using technology in accordance with the requirements of the modern standards. The Madani Channel is also a link in the same chain. Interesting programs are telecasted, which are also of interest to the viewers and also a means of propagation of knowledge. One of the programs of Madani Channel is Zauk-e-Naat, which commenced on 1st Safar Muzaffar every year. The winner of the first semi-final was Team Orange, and the winner of the second semi-final was Team Brown.
چاند کی طرح ان کو ہم کہیں تو مجرم ہیں کیونکہ ان کی چوکھٹ پر چاند خود سوالی ہے.
آپ فائنل میں پہنچ چکے ہیں.
The final was commenced on 9 p.m. at the Global Madani Markaz Fazan-e-Madina of Dawat Islami.
چوتھا شعر ہے نصیب چمکے دی ٹیم اورنج.
نصیب چمکے ہیں فرشیوں کے کہ عرش کے چاند آ رہے ہیں, جھلک سے جن کی فلک ہے روشن وہ شمس تشریف لا رہے ہیں.
سوچ لیں کوئی اور شعر نہ ہو. ماشاء اللہ آپ آج کا مقابلہ جیت چکے ہیں. ماشاء اللہ Zauk-e-Naat سیزن 9 کا فائنل اختتام کو پہنچتا ہے.
At the end of the program, Fatiha was offered to donate virtues to Hazrat Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan.
The representatives of Media Department Karachi Region visited the house of a private media house in Karachi, presented the invitation towards righteousness, and invited them to visit the Global Madani Markaz Fazane Medina.
The departments of Dawat Islami present the invitation towards righteousness among the people related with various walks of life under the Madani aim of Dawat Islami that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. The representatives of Media Department Karachi Region visited private media house in Karachi and met with the CEO Yasir Rajput, Director Shamim Qureshi, Marketing Director Mohammed Rafiq and others, and presented the invitation towards righteousness. Moreover, informed them about the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami. Especially a briefing was given regarding Madani channel broadcast in various languages. The representatives invited him to visit the Global Madani Markaz Fazane Medina of Dawat Islami. On this occasion, dua was offered and books and booklets of Maktabat Madina were also presented.
Let's now include Madani news from Bangladesh, where saplings were planted under Dawat Islami's FGRF department for the tree plantation campaign, in which personalities and the representatives participated.
Plantation campaign was carried out under FGRF under the religious movement of the devotees of Rasool at Pashtlaish and Bizad in Chittagong, Bangladesh, in which local councillor Mohammed Arshad and other personalities as well as Islamic brothers related with various departments participated. Before planting, the participants expressed their views and appreciated the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami carried out on a global level.
FGRF Dawat Islami মাধ্যমে অনেক মানব কল্যাণ মুখী কাজের সাথে আপনারা সম্পৃক্ত রয়েছেন এই সংস্থাটি দীর্ঘ সময় ধরে আত্মমানবতার সেবায় কাজ করছে পৃথিবী জুড়ে এবং এই দেশ তথা চট্টগ্রাম ওনারা লক্ষ লক্ষ বৃক্ষ লাগানোর জন্য ঘোষণা দিয়েছেন এবং দাওয়াত ইসলামের উত্তরোত্তর সাফল্য কামনা করছি
দাওয়াত ইসলামের পক্ষ থেকে বৃক্ষরোপণ অভিযানে সবকিছু কামনা করে
Thereafter, regional representative along with Councillor Mohammed Arshad planted saplings at various places.
Brikkhoropon karo, bhaiyera. Brikkhoropon karo, brikkhoropon karo, bhaiyera. Brikkhoropon karo. Ushnota dur kore ardei chaya. Khubi bhalo korlo je lagalo chara. Duniya odi.
Let's take our viewers to Kenya, Africa, where the representatives met with Maulana Sheikh Faisal Al-Amudi Shafi and Maulana Sheikh Ahmed Muhammad Lali Shafi at their madrasa in Malindi. Let's learn more in this report.
Recently, Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Faisal Al-Amudi Shafi and Vice Head Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Ahmed Muhammad Lali Shafi met with finance representative of Central Africa region, head of Mombasa Cabinet and other representatives.
Aashikane Mustafa ki daawat islam se deen hai sabko sikhati daawat islam se ummat ki hai khair khahi daawat islam se baamal humko hai banati daawat islam se
On this occasion, the representatives of Dawat Islami presented an introduction of various departments of Dawat Islami and informed them about the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami carried out on a global level, upon which he appreciated the efforts of Dawat Islami and expressed his views to Madani News.
تتمثل هذه الدعوة في شخصية مرموقة حيث أخلص نيته نحو نشر الدعوة في الإسلام وهذه النية الصالحة المصبوغة بمحبة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وخدمة سنته صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو العلامة الداعية إلى الله حبيبنا وشيخنا وسيدنا محمد إلياس القادري وتميزت هذه الشخصية في أنه استطاع أن يستفيد من التقنيات الموجودة ولهذا عندهم القناة الفضائية قناة المدني فنحن اليوم نهنئ إخواننا في مركز الدعوة الإسلامية بكل ما قدموه للأمة الإسلامية داخل باكستان وخارج باكستان فنحن نرى ملامح نورانية في كل بلدة نزورها
نرحب بإخواننا وأصحابنا من المركز الدعوة الإسلامية الذين جاءوا إلينا لزيارتنا نشكرهم على زيارتهم ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعل هذه الزيارة في ميزان حسناتهم ويبارك لهم في حركاتهم وسكناتهم. أبواب الدار المدثر مفتوحة لهم في كل حين وفي كل وقت ليزورونا، فنرحبهم في كل حال وفي كل وقت إن شاء الله تعالى.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of good deeds and reflect on your actions of 30 September. We will be back with more, inshallah, azawajal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, azawajal. Sallu alal habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
دعوت اسلامی بی گرانٹڈ ایکسپٹنس پروٹیکٹڈ فرام ایول اینڈ ایڈورسٹی.